Nolte, America's Blackface Scandal is a Democrat Scandal. By John Nolte on June 19, 2020. There's a so-called blackface scandal in America. But have you noticed that pretty much everyone caught in blackface is a Democrat or a Trump-hating celebrity? Pardon me in advance for repeating myself. But this oft-stated point is important when it comes to contextualizing issues of racism and bigotry. I've lived in a small town in the South for 20 years and have never, not at a party, not at a festival, not during Halloween, not anywhere, seen anyone in any kind of blackface. Let me repeat that, I'm a middle-aged white guy who lives in the rural South and I have never come across someone wearing blackface. And I'll bet you haven't either, and that might seem like a ridiculously obvious point to make, but sometimes it's so obvious you have to point it out. When the whole blackface thing blew up into a national scandal a few years ago, you might as well have told me there was a national emergency about people surgically removing their heads and replacing them with their butts. Blackface? Where did this come from? Blackface? This is a problem in 21st century America? Really? Because I'm a white guy who lives in the former Confederacy, and that just isn't a thing here. So would you like to know where wearing blackface is a thing? Hollywood. Would you like to know who still does wear blackface? Democrats. It is almost exclusively Democrats and lefty celebrities who are actually caught wearing blackface, or hanging out with people who wear blackface. Ralph Northam, DVA. The Washington Post party guest we call the Blackface Lady. Tom Hanks's pal. Aging View co-anchor Joy Behar. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. Aging frat boy Howard Stern. Basement-rated Jimmy Kimmel. Tonight Show host Jimmy Fallon. Emmy winner Ted Danson. Comedian Sarah Silverman. Attorney General Mark Herring, DVA. State Assemblyman Dov Hykind, DNY. Actor Colton Haynes. Actor/comedian Billy Crystal. Comedian Fred Armisen. Real Housewives of New York City star Luanda Lesseps. Fashion model Gigi Hadid. Folk singer Joni Mitchell. Actress Julianne Hough. Model Claudia Schiffer. It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia star Rob McElhenney. Comedian Chris Lilley. Actor/comedian Jamie Kennedy. Comedian Tracy Ullman. And let's not forget number 25, Robert Downey Jr. in 2008's Tropic Thunder, a movie written and directed by lefty in good standing Ben Stiller. Oh, and let's not forget that oh-so-progressive Hollywood awarded Downey Jr.'s blackface performance with an Academy Award nomination. Seriously, it was just 12 years ago that Hollywood, left-wing Hollywood, the same Hollywood that regularly attacks rural America and Trump voters as racist, bestowed an Oscar nomination on a blackface performance. And yet the blackface problem is always presented as an American problem. And I only went back a few decades. Compare that to the other side. A good faith search of blackface scandals over the past few years found exactly 5 obscurities on the Republican side. 3 local candidates, a state representative, and a secretary of state who had the dignity to resign. 5 GOP nobodies compared to a Democrat governor, an ABC co-anchor, a prime minister, 2 late-night hosts, an Emmy winner, an Oscar nominee, an Oscar host, and some of the biggest names in left-wing comedy. Listen, my attitude towards blackface is that of a sane adult. Intent matters. If you're wearing blackface to demean and humiliate a race of people, you're a racist asshole. If your intent is good-natured humor or a tribute, you're not a racist asshole. But my attitude doesn't matter. No one's asking me to make the rules. But the people who do make the rules, people such as Governor Northam, Kimmel, Fallon, Silverman. The Democrats and celebrities who do make the rules. They are the ones telling us any kind of blackface is demonically racist. So based on their own personal intent, we know their intent is racist. Does anyone think Northam's, Trudeau's, Stern's, and Tom Hanks's pal's intent was not to demean and ridicule black people? This is today's reminder that like the racist police scandal and the racist poverty scandal and the racist criminal justice scandal and the rioting, burning, and looting in predominantly black neighborhoods scandal, this blackface scandal is a Democrat scandal and only a Democrat scandal. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.